Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 29th of Zulqa'dah 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55 and verses 62 to verse number 78. Inshallah Al-Aziz, we will complete the Surah and chapter today. Remember that tonight after Maghrib, wherever you are, you should scan the sky, and once the crescent, the moon is sighted, that will usher in the month of Zulhijjah, inshaAllah, this afternoon. If you have not done so already, then do so this afternoon. Remove your unwanted hair, clip your nails, cut your toenails, fingernails, because he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Man ra'a minkum hilala dhilhijjah, those of you who saw the moon and the crescent of Zulhijjah, wa arada ahadukum an yudahiya, and you made intention to make the qurbani, the udhiya, fala yakrabanna sha'arahu wa la zafrahu, so he should not go near his nails and should not go near his hair, meaning you don't clip your nails and your hair in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. You do that after you have performed your qurbani and udhiya. So these are great, great lessons for us. This is a great sunnah. And remember that wal fajri wa layalin ashr, and the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah are very, very auspicious nights. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make qadr of it and appreciate it. So we should take cognizance of all these issues, inshaAllah. To recap yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us, وَلِمَنَ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, a person who loves Almighty Allah, has the fear of Almighty Allah, Allah will give him minimum 2 jannats. And we will see today's lesson, another 2, so 4 jannats it will be. Thereafter, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ, and in both the jannats there will be springs, and all of them will be running and gushing and so forth with water and so forth. And thereafter, فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ, there will be the beautiful damsels of Jannah, they will not be looking here, there and everywhere. They will be lowering their gaze and only looking at you, O Jannati, looking at their husband. لَمْ يَتْمِسْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ, and no human being, no jinn has touched them before. They are for you, as special, special. And remember, any good we do, الْجَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, so when we do good, Allah Ta'ala will make things good for us. Ihsan, the easy translation nowadays will be to fulfill our duty with beauty. That we have the intention we are doing only for the love of Almighty Allah. See, it's Hajj season. I give you easy lesson. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform Hajj. 4th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah Mukarramah. On the night of the 14th, he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left from there. And on the return, which dua to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, Allahumma ij'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, that make it such a hajj, it must not be done that to impress the eyes of people, wa la sum'a, and not the ears of people. So that is ihsan. That is to fulfill our duty with beauty and sincerely, solely only for the love of Almighty Allah. Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked that you are writing this book, Mu'atta Imam Malik. Mu'atta means he presented it to 70 leading giants there in Medina Munawwara, and they all agreed with him. The ahadith are very good. And he didn't go to everybody, he went to those whom he considered to be experts in the field. So the people asked him, that you writing this hadith kitab, that one is writing the hadith kitab, that one is writing. What did Imam Malik say, the person who does so? For the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, with ikhlas, with ihsan, so then Allah will keep his work protected and preserved. See today in the various darulums, in the various jamiat and universities, the work of Imam Malik is being taught till today. And remember that all these other scholars, majority of them, we don't say all, but majority of them, their works, we don't even know where it is. Some of them are makhtutat, they are still in manuscript form. Some of them don't exist at all, that they are non-existent. So that is the barakah of ikhlas and sincerity. So each one of us, let us enhance our actions. See how time is passing. Now 1 month left for the Islamic year. Zulhijjah, then finish. 1443 finish. Then 1444 will start. So each one of us, hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of ourselves before the day of Hisab, before the day of reckoning approaches. Today's lesson, Surah Rahman, and that is chapter number 55. And that is chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman. And what do we find? We are starting with verse number 62. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. There in the starting of yesterday's lesson, وَلِمَنَ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. People who have the real fear of Allah, they will get two jannats. So that is mentioned in chapter 55, verse 46. Then Almighty Allah, out of His benevolence, His grace, His mercy, says, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا. And beside that first two jannah, Allah says, take another two, jannatan. All this is rahmatan wa fadlam minhu, out of His mercy, out of His grace, out of His benevolence. Remember, we are not entitled to it because of our actions. So when we enter Jannah, we must not think our actions brought us here. That is the sababe zahiri, the superficial reason. But the main and real reason is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah. It is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And people go to Jahannam, and people end up in the hellfire. That is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. We mentioned to you already several times. This sentence, this verse, Allah Ta'ala mentioned it 31 times in the surah. Allah is posing the question, and which of the bounties of your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Allah, tukadhiban, will you reject, O human being, O jinn? So the jinnats answer, لا نكذب بآلاء ربنا. We don't reject. So Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told human being, see, this is what the jinnat said. Why you don't say also? So we must say, لا نكذب بآلاء ربنا. We don't reject the bounties and the favors that are ever recurring, showering upon us. مدهامتان. When you study the Arabic language, you will find the word comes in the hadith, duhumun, buhumun. So duhumun means blackish. So ye mudahamatan. So that Jannah is blackish. It means very, very green. And remember, some places very dark, dark green. And from far you might think it is blackish and so forth. So ye mudahamatan is used, and literally it means black. But in this text and context, it means that very, very green and very, very lush and plush and so forth. So from a distance, if you look at it, it might be blackish, but when you come nearer and nearer, then the beauty will be enhanced and will be perfect for our eyes and for enjoyment. Everything in Jannat is perfect. There's no worry, there's no sorry, there's no anxiety, nothing of that sort. And which of the bounties of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will you reject? So each one of us should know this, that we are asking all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that He all Almighty Allah alone helps us, and He all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grants us Jannat al-Firdaus. I told you before, He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallallaha al-Firdaus. Ask Almighty Allah, not for Jannah only, ask Him for Jannat al-Firdaus. Fa innaha a'alaha and wa'awsatuha. That is the best portion, the supreme portion of Jannah. So even when we make dua for our deceased and supplicate for our parents, our siblings, our family members who passed on, Allahumma arzuquhum Jannat al-Firdaus. Oh Allah, you grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. So we want the best and the best for ourselves and for them. So that is what we should always do. And minimum every day, daily, ask Allah thrice a day for Jannah and Paradise. Hadith in Tirmidhi, the first hadith about Firdaus, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. And in Tirmidhi, minimum ask Allah thrice a day for Jannat, and ask Allah thrice a day protection from Jahannam. So Jannat will intercede and say, Paradise will say, I also want him in Jannah. Jahannam will also say, I don't want him in Jahannam. That is the fadl, the karam, the mercy, the grace, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So each one of us should know that. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will you reject? فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاخَتَانِ. So remember that these are the springs and these are the fountains that Almighty Allah Naddakhatan. They will be gushing out the water, and the water will be coming at great speed. You know, when you go and you go to America and you go to Canada, then you see the Niagara Falls. I went there twice, once in summer, once in winter. The Canadian side is much superior and better compared to the American. Then you go to Argentina, you see the Iguazu Falls. Then you go to Brazil, you see the falls there. Then you come this side by us, Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and you see Victoria Falls. So imagine which of these falls can ever compare with that of Jannah. Nothing. So this is Jannah. Almighty Allah makes it for us so that we never ever get tired. In this world we see something once, twice, thrice, we fell up after that. What must I see now? The only place we don't get tired of going time and again is Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa. We make dua, Ya Allah, bar bar haziri nasib farma. Ya Allah, take us time and again, time and again, time and again. Ya Allah, out of your benevolence, out of your mercy. Fihima aynani naddakhatan, fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadziban. Which of the bounties of all Almighty Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, will you reject and will you object? Meaning, no, we don't object, we don't reject. So we accept all the bounties of Allah, and we also say we're not entitled to it. Never have the sense of entitlement that I am, you must remember, entitled to it, no. Fihima faqihatu wa nakhlu wa rumman. So there in this jannah, there are faqiha, the fruits. Remember, the names will be very similar to this world, but the taste, the shape, and everything different. In this world, you will find one is gone off, one is gone rotten, one it don't taste so nice. Wa nakhlu, the date trees, the palm trees, wa rumman, and the pomegranates. So all these, the name pomegranate in this world, pomegranate in the year after. But zameen asman ka farak hai. Al-farqu bayna huma kal-farqi bayna thara wa thuraya. In Arabic you say, al-thara wa thuraya. That thara refers to the land and sand, and thuraya refers to the star, right high, high up in the sky. So this is how there's so much difference between them. Although the name might be the same, so we should not think this is some ordinary rumman, ordinary pomegranate of this world. Nay, it's beyond perception, comprehension with our puny little brains. So which of the bounties of Allah? I told you before, Allah is the plural of ilan, one bounty. And Allah, remember, will be the plural. So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will you reject? And will you say, you don't want? No, we want every bounty. And remember, Quran Sharif is telling us, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you start counting and enumerating the bounty, the word singular is used, la tuhsuha, you can never encompass it. So one bounty, we can't make enough shukr. We can't be grateful. Then what about the million, billion, trillion, zillion bounties which Almighty Allah is conferring, showering upon us? So each one of us should know. Thereafter, فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. So there in the jannats, there will be khayrat, so the beautiful woman, hisan, and that is hisan, beautiful khayrat, and they will have great, great qualities. Their surat, their sirat will be par excellence. Surat, their features, they will be so beautiful. Hur means, remember that they will be fair in complexion. In, they will have beautiful eyes. When we go for proposal, then what do we see? We look at the face, we look at the eyes, and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala made them such, and they won't have any haze, any menses, any nifas, nothing of that sort. They will be park and pure all the time. So how will everything come out? We will be eating, drinking for the man and the woman, so there will be no bowl, there will be no urinating, defecating. So it will come out via perspiration. And the perspiration will have the fragrance of musk. Imagine that is Allah. Allah's Qudrat Kamila is absolute control, power, authority, majesty, sovereignty over the entire creation. So فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. So they are the women, they are the best of the best in their surat and sirat, so in their akhlaq and character, and they are the paragon of beauty. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And which of the bounties of Allah will you reject? So we say, لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآلَاءِ رَبِّنَا. Thereafter, hurum. So these are the ladies, fair in complexion. Maqsuratun fil khiyam. Maqsurat. So they are staying there and they're keeping their gazes down. Where they are, so fil khiyam, in their makis, in their tents, in their pavilions. So they stay there and they're not gallivanting here and there. Therefore, for you, my sisters, this is a big misconception today. Many ladies have. Quran Sharif speaks about Surah 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You must stay glued firmly in your homes. Women cannot be running around and driving car, going madrasa, going school, going here, there, every day, and say, no, I'm wearing parda, so it's all right. Who gave you that fatwa? Totally incorrect it is. So a woman's place is at home. So see here the women of Jannah. Hurum maqsuratun. So they'll be confined. there to their pavilions. They say, we don't want to go from here. We are so happy with our husbands. We are so happy with our families. We want so, we got everything we desire. So that is how the quality of the Jannati ladies. So today the people understood, especially our ladies, and they say, no, we got a lot of taqwa and piety. We can run around Monday, go to school, Tuesday, go to madrasa, Wednesday, go to the mall, when Thursday, meet Paul, because Paul is coming to put our curtains or carpets, and then Friday, we won't go out, we read Durood Sharif, and Saturday, Sunday, we will go to the beach, and who told you all this is permissible? So remember that this is shaitaniyat and haram, even if you're wearing parda. So we should not fool ourselves. Remember that. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ When a woman leaves her home, this is sahih, authentic hadith. وَهِيَا And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a woman leaves her home, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ And she applies, you must remember, وَهِيَا مُتَأَتِّرَ And she applies the fragrance and itter and makeup and all these things, then فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا She passes the man, فَهِيَا زَانِيَا She's like an adulteress. Imagine these are the words, authentic hadith of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today we say we're going for walima, we're going for nikah, but the way we dress up, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that lady is like an adulteress. Think about it. Don't fool ourselves. Thereafter, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will you reject? لَمْ يَتْمِثُهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ You must know how to read these words properly. إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ That is how you stop there. So they were not touched by any human being. They were not touched by any jinn. Almighty Allah protected them, preserved them for you, O Jannati. So Allah wants that it's for you. So you are pure and you receive somebody, something pure. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. So today's world is going in the direction of khabith. How many marriages are breaking? Why? Because the husband is having an affair, the wife is having an affair, and all this because we discarded parda and hijab and so forth, or we mistook the real meaning of parda and hijab. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So here Almighty Allah is teaching us. When they enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, one Sahabiya came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my son passed away. He went for jihad with you. He never returned. You tell me that where is he? If he's in a wrong place, I will cry so much, everybody will come to know about it. And if he's gone to Jannah, then I'll be very happy. He, Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave her the tidings that your son is where? In Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He is in the highest stages of Jannah. So that is the type of du'as we should beg Almighty Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, you grant me Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You grant my parents, my brothers, my family, all of them Jannat al-Firdaus. So that is what we should be asking Almighty Allah. So for ourselves, remember today, we got no time. We got no time for dua also. So when you don't have time for dua, Almighty Allah teaches us Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 77. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tonight, inshallah, will be first Zulhijjah. So it is Mubarak Nur ala Nur. When you don't have time for dua, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ Surah 25, verse 77, the last verse of the 25th chapter, Allah is not bothered about you. Allah ko poi koi parwa nahi tumhara, agar tumne dua nahi ki. You don't supplicate, beg Allah. Allah is not bothered about you. See, ummat, we should be begging Allah. So muttaqina ala rafrafin khud Khidr, and they'll be reclining on the cushions, green, green cushions. Wa abaqariyin hisan, and the carpets that are so beautiful, magnificent, beyond prescription, beyond our comprehension, beyond our perception. Everything of Jannat is like that. Where can we understand it with our puny little brains? We can't understand why we cough. We can't understand why we cry. We can't understand why we don't get sleep. Million examples you can use. So with our puny little brains, remember that we can only understand few things. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge you have been given little bit, O human being. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will you reject, O human being and jinn? تبارك اسم ربك. تبارك means to be exalted, exalted and high. The name, the name nami, the ismi grami, the mubarak blessed name of Allah. So تبارك اسم ربك. The name of your sustainer, nourisher, provider is exalted. Dhil Jalali, he is the possessor of majesty, wal ikram, and honor. May Almighty Allah bless our parents, our teachers, the entire ummah. Give us tawfiq to complete the Quran Sharif. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Scan the sky tonight, and that will usher in, inshallah, the month of Zulhijjah, provided that the new moon crescent is sighted. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.